Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week and happy holidays. It's Wednesday, December 29th. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL. NFL only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, now let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL.
More than anything, Madden's success as America's favorite football broadcaster derived from his pure love of the game. No one enjoyed watching football more. And no one enjoyed talking about it more.
And if you give him a lane in there, a pass rush lane, he'll take it. You see that hole right there? He sees it and knows that he can get all the way to the goal line with it.
I just look at John as a man who was lucky to have football in his life, but I think football was luckier to have John in its life.
In a statement Tuesday evening, the NFL announced that a legend, John Madden, had passed away at the age of 85. Roger Goodell released a statement saying, "On behalf of the entire NFL family, we extend our condolences to Virginia, Mike, Joe, and their families. We all know him as the Hall of Fame coach of the Oakland Raiders and broadcaster who worked for every major network. But more than anything, he was a devoted husband, father, and grandfather. Nobody loved football more than Coach. He was football. He was an incredible sounding board to me and so many others. There will never be another John Madden, and we will forever be indebted to him for all he did to make football and the NFL what it is today." The longtime coach, broadcaster, and video game maker won Super Bowl XI as head coach of the Oakland Raiders. He was elected into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the class of 2006.
Today feels like the second time in my life that I'm being carried off the shoulders of others. Yet instead of off the field, it's into the Hall of Fame. This has been the sweetest ride of them all. Thank you.
The NFL and Players Association agreed to adopt the new CDC guidelines released this week that shortened the recommended time folks should isolate when they've tested positive for COVID-19. What was 10 days is now 5 days. The agreement includes both vaccinated and unvaccinated players returning to play after the 5 days, so long as he meets the following requirements. It's been 5 days since the initial positive swab. It's been at least 24 hours since his last fever. Other symptoms need to be resolved or improved, and the player needs to be cleared by team doctors in consultation with ICS and the NFL. This is a big change, one we know Indianapolis definitely wanted to see as soon as possible, with an unvaccinated Carson Wentz hitting the reserve COVID-19 list on Tuesday. The new agreement could see Wentz back to the team in time to play the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday. The Colts, of course, really need the win. They currently sit number 5 in the AFC, and it is complicated at the bottom of the standings. Other COVID additions of note Tuesday included Tampa Bay Bucks cornerbacks Jamel Dean and Sean Murphy Bunting, as well as their head coach Bruce Arians. Assistant head coach Harold Goodwin will take over head coaching duties until Arians returns. A total of 34 players were added to the reserve COVID-19 list on Tuesday. The Pittsburgh Steelers need to turn the page and turn it quickly from the tough loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. They have the Cleveland Browns on Monday Night Football this week, and with the Steelers at 7-7-1 and the Browns at 7-8, this is basically a playoff game. Here's head coach Mike Tomlin.
We've come up short, and I'm not going to run away from that. It is what it is. I'm not going to try to explain it away. We could sit in settings like this and talk about it all day, and You can walk away feeling good about my answer and write a story, but that doesn't solve the problem. Actions does. And so we have an additional 24 hours of prep. We plan to use it from a schematic standpoint. We got a number of guys, like I mentioned in the opening statement, who are working their way back to us either from COVID or injury, how we divide that labor up and highlight their positive attributes and work to minimize our collective negative attributes are going to be a component of that discussion.
After facing the Browns on this Monday night, the Steelers travel for their final game of the season in Week 18, meaning this Week 17 game could be Big Ben's final home game at Heinz Field. But that's not really a focus for Big Ben or for Tomlin.
I don't know that it's going to impact anything relative to what we intend to do or what he intends to do. Like I've mentioned several times, when that subject is broached in these settings, Ben has really done a nice job of setting the pace regarding that throughout the season. He's been singularly focused on the next challenge and where we are in terms of the here and now. And so it's been easy to follow his lead in that regard. And I'm sure we all will do the same as we press forward toward Monday Night Football.
All right. Well, Tomlin also added a key roster note. Tight end Pat Freiermuth could return to the team this week. The Jacksonville Jaguars have begun their hunt for a new head coach after the firing of Urban Meyer in mid-December. The Jags are reportedly set to interview former Super Bowl-winning head coach Doug Peterson, as well as former Indianapolis Colts and Detroit Lions head coach Jim Caldwell. They have also reportedly put in some requests around the league to assistants currently employed. Those names include Bucs offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich, Bucs defensive coordinator Todd Bowles, Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator Kellen Moore, and Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn. Also, Green Bay Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. That is all according to ESPN. Let's finish off your Wednesday update with a very quick speed round. The Arizona Cardinals reportedly plan to sign cornerback Bashaud Breeland, who was released by Minnesota a few weeks ago. The only problem is Breeland is COVID positive. Once he clears a test, he will be a Cardinal. That according to NFL Network. The Los Angeles Rams officially placed running back Darrell Henderson on injured reserve, but Cam Akers, unbelievably, could play as early as this weekend. We're not joking about that. He tore his ACL in July, and now he's ready to go. All I did from July on, and especially in the holiday season, is get fatter. So kudos to Akers on that front. That's it for the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff for Wednesday, December 29th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and review. Stay tuned later today as school is back in session. It's another episode of NFL University. Until then, I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.